The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
You've tuned in to Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. If you have tuned in on Sunday between 9 a.m. and 10 a.m. Pacific Time, she's available to answer your specific question live on her program. To speak with Mona, please unblock your phone number, focus on your question, and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Mona does her best to get to as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Since 2002, Mona holds the privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. She's the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for both iPhone and Android. Just $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Find out more by going to mona.vegas. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View. With your personal intuitive, Mona Van Joseph.
Good morning. Yes, I'm back live. Yay. All right, so couple of little things. So I would really super appreciate it if any of you have ever called into my program, if you would download my Dice Wisdom app. It's $1.99 to download this app. And then your assignment for the week is to tell five friends. $1.99, you download the app. You can ask as many questions as you want to ask on your phone as soon as it's downloaded. I want you to think of it like Magic 8-Ball for dice on your phone, except you're not going to get ask again later when you ask a question. It's going to give you an answer, and it's going to give you the right energy for whatever you need to address. So that's my request of y'all, is to download my app and then tell five friends. That's your assignment. Because I'm just saying, I did that app for you guys because everyone needs a little something-something every now and then. So I'm going to go to area code 602. Hello, 602. Who's this?
Hi, good morning. This is Evelyn.
Oh, hi, Evelyn. What's your question?
It would be on the financial career end. If you see a new job coming up for me.
So I think part of the problem going on with you, and I haven't even turned over cards yet, is that when people meet you and they like you and they get this job based on all the stuff you bring to the table. And then what happens is you're not appreciated for all the stuff you bring to the table, and they pigeonhole you into sort of just one thing that they just want you to sort of shut up and do well doing. You know what I mean? So what I'm getting here is that there needs to be a bigger scope of work so that you don't get bored and that you don't get pigeonholed. So what I keep getting here is that you going into something where, and I keep getting this phrase in my head for you, scope of work, and that if someone gives you a project, you'll figure out how to manage the project. And you don't do micromanagement very well either. And I'm talking about you either managing somebody or somebody managing you. You don't do it very well. So jobs kind of have this weird way of falling away, as I'm just going to say it that way. So I would in your mind embrace the whole concept of scope of work. What is going to excite you on a day-to-day basis that is totally turnkey? Now, okay, I'm not just an intuitive reader. I also do special events for a couple of charities. And my scope of work is bigger than what people think I do.
Right.
But it keeps me busy. You see what I mean? It keeps me connected. It keeps me on my purposeful path. So you right here, now I just turned the cards over for you. So it's saying get to the truth of what you want, because all of this wonderful experience that you have opens the door for you. But what I don't like is it seems as though your supervisor goes, oh, well, Evelyn's really great at this, so we're going to have her do this.
Mm-hmm.
And then the job finds a way to fall away. Either you quit or they let you go or whatever because you're not happy. It's not fully,
right.
You're not fully engaged. And the reason I say that, it's funny because it's echoing what I just said to you before I turn the cards over. You have a card that's, it's called integration in my deck. And it shows you talented at many things and that you, the best kind of job for you is where you can show off all the things you're talented at. So now I'm going to ask you, what line of work, what industry have you been in before?
I've been in retail, and this job that I'm in right now, which is the one I really want to get out of, because what you said earlier in your conversation is exactly how I feel at this location, and
mm-hmm.
I really want out, so I have to look for something new in order to do that.
Right.
This one is more like a kind of like interior remodeling,
mm-hmm.
where they come to this location and pick out like whether it's granite or flooring material and stuff like that, and then we integrate it into, you know, installing it into their locations.
Okay, so with the fact that you have a little bit of that construction remodeling background now,
mm-hmm.
I would look out there to see if you could be a sales rep for a product line that you already find that you like. I don't know if it's Pfizer faucets. I don't know if it's a certain line of granite. I don't know if it's a cabinet company. It could be windows, whatever it is. What I'm getting is that maybe the kind of job that might be best suited for you is more of an outside sales rep job where you're representing a company that you already like their product.
Mm-hmm.
And you go to home builders and say, oh, you know, maybe you shouldn't, I want to talk to you about my GE dishwasher and appliance suites for each of your upcoming building projects.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? It's like,
right.
I think you can step it up to a higher level, Evelyn, because what this is saying is that all of this retail experience you've had is pushing you towards something bigger. Now, doing any kind of outside sales, typically you're a work from home type of situation. They give you a laptop, they give you a phone, sometimes they give you a company
mm-hmm.
car, and you just go be nice to people and tell them about the product.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it sounds really simple, but people need that out there. Sales are based on relationships. I don't care what anybody else says. They're based on relationships,
right.
and
mm-hmm.
you're really good at that. So what I'm seeing here is that there are blessings falling on you for other opportunities that could make you more money.
Right.
And even if it was just something where, and I don't see you getting into insurance, so don't even go in that area. I actually see that you might be working for a company that reaches out to large builders, or a company that reaches out to large organizations in some way where you're representing their product or their thing. You see, I'll give
mm-hmm.
you an example. Let's say you reached out to somebody like, let me think of a good one, Chanel. Let's say you reached out to Chanel and say, I have all this retail experience and very different things. What I'd like to do is promote your product to the marketing people at casinos so
mm-hmm.
that they can buy your product at a little bit of a discount, but it's for their high-end players. So, you know, so a Chanel purse that might cost $5,000, you might be able to get it wholesale for them for $3,000. It's still a profit to you. But if they're buying,
mm-hmm.
if they have 100 high-end players coming for New Year's Eve and you've just sold 100 of these little handbags for, say, $3,000 or $4,000 each, and you get a commission on that,
mm-hmm.
suddenly that's a huge job. So you
right.
could even be the person that's the one order at a time for the specialty stuff, and that all you do is you reach out to the high-end marketing people at the casinos for the job. So what I'm seeing here is that you have this card that says you would get that kind of a job if you went for it.
Okay.
And that this retail background stuff, that's all just to give you a foundation.
Oh, okay.
You see what I mean? It's like it's to show you what that's all about. Now, if you were to stay in retail, my suggestion would be go get hired at Nordstrom's and sell shoes because they make a boatload of money.
Oh.
Did you know that?
No.
I know somebody that actually sold shoes, cute kid. He was like 24 years old. And what he would do is all he would do is bring shoes out to ladies and have them try. Now, after he got to a certain sales level, say, I think it was 2,000 in a day of shoes that he sold. Anything over that 2,000, he got a commission on.
Mm-hmm.
So you know he was nice to the ladies that could whip out the Black American Express card.
Right.
You see what I mean? And he would make,
right.
He made a boatload of money that way. And
yeah.
I'm just saying, you know, there's other opportunities.
I just didn't think that it didn't sale, so.
I'm
good at it. I was going to say, well, I'm, like, because in this job, it's kind of a sales-oriented place, too.
Right.
I just don't know if I want to be in sales because, I don't know, I find in this particular situation, I find it, I don't know, kind of hard to, I don't know how exactly to say it. Sales is not my favorite thing to do because it's tough.
So here's the thing. If you take the pressure off it and go, I'm here to help you,
mm-hmm.
That's all you have to say. I'm here to help you.
Oh, okay.
You don't have to shove crap down their throat. Just give them
right.
their options. See, that's
mm-hmm.
where people get, you know, when people say the word sales, it's like, oh, I think of the cheesy dude in the used car lot. That's not what we're talking about. What you're going to do is you're going to say, I am more about customer service than I am sales. The sale will happen from the service.
Mm-hmm.
If you just say
right.
that to yourself, that's exactly what happens. But I got to let you go because I usually
right.
spend a couple people, you know, a couple minutes with people on the phone when I do
right.
this.
Mm-hmm.
But you were my first
very
caller,
good.
So I just thought, you know what? I'm going to spend a little more time with Evelyn. So all I'm trying to suggest to you is I would look for the next opportunity, and I would look
okay.
for sales consulting because usually sales consulting jobs start at around $50,000 plus commission.
Oh, wow.
And you typically get to work from home. So
well, that's even better.
As long as you're producing, it's great. That's all
mm-hmm.
you have to do is – and they're going to train you on their product.
Mm-hmm.
And all you have
okay.
to do is reach out to people and say, hi, I'm Evelyn. I represent XYZ Widget, and I'd love to tell you more about it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't
okay.
have to make it a big deal because the people,
okay.
the secret of success is this, Evelyn. Are you ready?
Okay.
The people that are meant to find you will find you. You found my radio program.
Mm-hmm.
This dialogue was meant to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I mean? And if you
yeah.
can kind of look at all of your interactions with people as though they're deliberately meant to happen, magic
mm-hmm.
starts to happen. And when you
mm-hmm.
say, you know, I'd rather be someone that can provide great information and customer service than be someone that, you know, is trying to sell somebody something, great. But I have to tell you, if you decide, and I'm just going to use this, just throw this out there, if you did decide to sell cars, you would do it your way. People would find you.
Oh.
And it would be, you see what I'm saying? Is that
yeah.
let's say you love Hondas. So let's say you go, I love your car. I love Hondas. I want to sell Hondas.
Mm-hmm.
They'll train you. And it doesn't have to be pushy. You don't have to be the pushy one.
Mm-hmm.
And you still get a commission for it. I'm just saying. Just a thought.
Okay.
All right, gal pal,
yeah,
got to go. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Okay,
you too. Bye.
All right. I've got somebody here from the 302 area code. Hello, 302. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. It's Jackie.
Hi, Jackie. What's your question?
My question is about a job. When will
okay.
I find something?
So it's funny because today, for some weird reason, I'm getting immediate crap just before I even turn cards over. Anything is better than nothing. That's my immediate reaction to your question. Any job is better than no job. Now, here's why I say that. You never, if you're only working in it for a couple of months, you never have to put it on your resume. Okay? But you need something to do, and you need structure to your day, and you can't just sit around watching daytime TV because most daytime TV is not very stimulating. I've actually almost gotten myself hooked onto a freaking soap opera. That's when I know I needed more to do. So what it's saying in your cards here is that if you could create, I want you to, all right, I just had this funny thought in my head. If you could look at your past jobs as though they were crap and stomp down those past jobs as though they're fertilizer for the next job, what could grow from that crap? Because what I'm seeing in your cards is that you're not supposed to do the jobs you did before. There's supposed to be something brand new, something that you actually feel delighted by going to work every day by doing this job. Now, what line of work were you in before?
Well, I went back to school to become to get a master's degree in counseling. And the first job I got out of that was crap. And so now I do have three little part-time jobs, but they're not in counseling.
Okay. So here's my thought. Now, I'm going to step on toes when I say this, but I'm going to say it. The fact you have a master's degree in counseling/psychology would make you incredibly qualified to be a life coach. Now, it's not, there are a lot of people out there looking to be a life coach with no credibility to be a life coach. I mean, you know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
Okay. Because there's these courses that you go through to be a life coach, but yet you've not accomplished anything, right? So,
yes.
So the way I would look at you, because here you have a master's degree in exactly what could guide people, is that it could be that you come up with the four rules of a happy life. It's, they're your rules. I'm not going to tell you them. You will come up with these four rules, the four rules of a happy life. And then you base your guidance of people on those four rules. It's like there was a gal that did the whole how to purge your house. You know, do I love it? Do I use it? Blah, 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 kind of thing. And then you ask four questions of the thing you're looking at. And if it doesn't pass all four questions, you get rid of it. Right? So there's a gal that did a book like that, and she was on the Today Show and everything. But what, it, again, daytime TV, just saying. So, okay, but you have this card of the entrepreneur. Ultimately, you won't be happy until you have your own gig of some sort. And that, and that what this is leading to with you is that. So it's saying that there are friends around you that could help you get a job that pays the bills. And it's not three little part-time jobs. It is one full-time job that the hours are agreeable to you. And you can then develop on the side this book that you're going to write or this seminar you're going to do, whatever it is, about the four steps to happiness. Whatever it is, because here's the thing, is that whenever a quote-unquote life coach comes up to me, my first question is, so what have you accomplished? In other words, I want to know they accomplished something before I would align with what, you know, what they're trying to sell me. You see what
I mean? Exactly. Yeah.
So you have the scholastic background to explore this. You could actually even be privately counseled by someone who is also accredited this way, and you guide them, that they help guide you in that direction. But what it's saying is that whatever you did from the past is supposed to be fertilizer for what you do moving forward. Now, because of your psychology counseling background, it could be that you take that to a variety of different areas. It could be if you decided to take that into a financial planning sort of, you know, Susie Orman is the queen of counseling and financial planning. You see what I mean? She's actually
yeah.
more spiritual than she is financial planner. It's just financial planner gets your attention more than spirituality does at times. You see?
Right.
So
yeah.
So I'm thinking that there's a way to marry your background with something that could actually pay you a lot of money. Now, I'm going to say this to you, and I want you to think about it. If you were to start your own insurance agency, or
mm-hmm.
if you were to start your own tax consulting agency, you're smart
mm-hmm.
enough, you could get a job, and I'll tell you how you do it. You get yourself a job at H&R Block, and
mm-hmm.
you learn how to do taxes for one season. Then you find out everything about doing taxes, and then you open your own, not H&R Block, you open your own Jackie's Taxes.
Mm-hmm.
And then you work 6 months out of the year doing taxes, and then you have 6 months out of the year to promote your four steps to happiness.
Mm-hmm. That makes perfect sense, because really what I want to specialize in is workplace bullying, because I spent 25 years in corporate America.
See, there you go. So
yeah.
what you do is you here's the thing. We still need to earn money, okay?
Right,
and
get licensed.
We still got crap to do, right?
Right.
But the fact
mm-hmm.
that you could address that's
mm-hmm.
huge. And it might even be that there's a screenplay about that story that is sort of funny but also poignantly effective.
Mm-hmm.
Because it starts out, you know, like the bully in Back to the Future. You know, of course, Michael J. Fox gets his in the end, right? But
right.
I'm just saying that bully, there are people like that in workplaces. And the bigger the corporation, the more there's bullies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so for you to address this, And that would be your specialty.
Mm-hmm.
We still have to do something to earn money until that takes off. But I get a screenplay, a book. I get you finding some sort of part-time gig where you can still make decent money until this takes off. But you're
mm-hmm.
supposed to be entrepreneurial. You're supposed to have
mm-hmm.
your own thing.
Okay.
So now you're gearing yourself toward that. So, all right, gal pal, thanks for the call.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye.
All right. I got somebody here from the 415 area code. Hello, 415. Who's this? Let me see if I can get you. Hello, 415.
Hi, this is Jessica. Hi.
Hi,
can
Jessica.
You hear me?
I can. Can you hear me?
Great. I can perfectly.
Okay. So what's your question?
I had a question as far as I started doing, I did a fair, a festival, you know, one of those psychic healing festivals.
Yes.
And I haven't done one in many years, and I'm sort of looking at it with new eyes, and I'm just sort of wondering where you see me fitting in the picture with that, because I know most people kind of come to those places to get a reading like you give, and that's not the type of reading that I do. So, I'll just leave it like that.
So I am not – okay, I gotta back up here. So you're not from Las Vegas, right?
No.
Okay. So in Las Vegas, there is a special license that readers have to get in order to do these readings legally. And it involves a criminal background investigation. It's called the Psychic Arts License. And actually, there's a website, psychicartslicense.com. You read all about the license there. The reason I bring that up is that there's a group here trying to do a psychic pavilion for an upcoming fair. And I'm incredibly resistant to anything along with that, because most of the people that are going to show up there and buy booth space, the people don't care who buys the booth, but they're not going to check the credentials or make sure that these people are licensed. Now, I know that's a segue from what you're asking me, but I'm bringing that up for a reason. I actually think that for you to have the success that you're looking at, you need to be the best at what you do. And it may not be lumped into a group of other readers. It may be you creating your own identity. You see what I mean?
Right, which is exactly what I have. But what I'm saying is if I go to these fairs, which I know it's good for me to speak there, but, you know, people are going to for someone to, like, flip cards or, you know, do tarot or, you know, to speak to them to do give a reading like that. And it's just too much to explain what I'm doing for them to have sort of an understanding and a value of what I do, you know. And I'm not charging,
I would rather,
like, $15 for 15
yeah, no,
minutes.
See, you're not supposed to do – I don't do those specifically because of that. If you're seeing me out doing an event, I'm usually raising money for a charity. That's it. You don't see me in any – you will never see me – well, I'm going to put never in quotes. You will very, very, very rarely see me in any kind of a festival thing where people are being charged $1 a minute to sit with me. You will see me at charity events where I'm charging $20 for a quick 5-card spread and that all the money goes to that charity. That's where you'll see me. But with you, I'd rather you be a speaker about what you do than someone thinking that they're going to get, you know, for a very measly amount of money, a snippet of their future or their potential in some sort of chaotic fair. But I'd rather you set yourself up as a speaker. And the best place, in my opinion, for you to do that is not at one of those places. It would be through the library system that I would reach out to the libraries and say, I have a very unique approach to spirituality. And I'd like to do a presentation about it. And then if people want more information after the seminar, they'll approach you. And I said it at the beginning of the program today, the secret of my success is the people that are meant to find me will find me. And when you relax into that vibration, Jessica, that's exactly what happens. The thing is that you have an incredibly perceptive way about you. That's the first card in your reading. There's some worry about money here. You're trying to figure out how to really monetize what you do. I have to tell you, my background before I did all this, I have a bachelor's degree in business. And my background before all this was, I was in sales and marketing, business development. That's what I did. And it was because of my intuitive ability that I was good at what I did. But that's not something that I put out there ahead of me. But now that I do this full time, the vibration that I relax into is the people that are meant to find me will find me. So when you reach out to a couple of different groups, first you reach out to the library system and say, I'd like to do a Saturday or Sunday seminar about what I do intuitively. And you ask whoever the event coordinator is, because a lot of the libraries have meeting rooms where you walk in. I did one. I had an incredible response. I did one a few years back, and I had 100 people show up. It was awesome.
Wow.
So,
yeah.
So here's the thing, is that you want to be showcased where you are. You don't want to be in a group of people where, because I'll tell you what I fight here, is a fight is not the right word, because I don't fight them. It's when people are looking for a reader, I charge more than most people do. There's several of us that are licensed and have gone through this criminal background investigation, and we charge about what it costs for a massage on the strip for a reading, okay? But then there are other people out there that go, oh, no, you know, I'm not going to spend more than $25. Well, those $25 readings often lead to the reader, the con artist, telling them they have a curse or bad energy, and suddenly they're paying out of pocket $300, $500, $1,000 for a special candle that's supposed to be burned for them for this curse removal, right? So so the thing is they don't realize if they just choose one of the licensed readers right from the beginning, they're not going to be conned that way. But that's still an environment here that we're dealing with in Vegas. So back to your question, you don't need a psychic fair to do what you're doing. The other group that I would approach, so libraries would be who I would call first. The second group I would approach, what I would look up all the business networking groups in your area, and because some of them always there's some of them are looking for unusual and innovative speakers. So you go to this group, and at their luncheon, you do a 20-minute presentation about why you're different.
Okay.
So it's saying that, so your question is, no, you don't need the psychic fairs, and you won't see me doing a psychic fair. The only reason that I might consider doing it is to promote my app for $1.99, because you don't
right,
need a psychic
exactly.
if you download
yeah.
my app. So I don't even care if people never call me if they download my app, because it's $1.99. It tells you what it's like, messages from the universe coming right through your phone. So with you, it's saying you got to find the right audience, and it shouldn't cost you much money to do it either, especially if you're setting it up to benefit other people. All right, gal pal?
Right. Yeah, those fairs seem a time. The thing that Dawn asked the other day was speaking was that at least it's a spiritual group. So they're sort of kind of partially, let's say, converted to what I'm speaking about.
Right.
So I don't know. That's why, I mean, it's not like I'm going to go to them forever, you know, or really at all. When they come up, they come up. But
right.
that was sort of the thought of like, well, maybe if these people are interested in getting more advanced into their spirituality, then that's when they would come start working with me.
Right.
Rather than going out in the mainstream where people maybe aren't, and most of them maybe aren't spiritual.
Right.
At
and
all.
Here's my last question is, when are you going to finish your book?
I actually have two books that are out already.
Okay,
so
but there's not that neither one of those books are the books I'm talking about. The book that I'm talking about is a workbook.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, one of the most, I don't even know if it's still out there, but there's a book out there that I read years and years and years ago called The Castle of the Pearl. And it was a workbook that was spiritual, and it was freaking awesome. And I got to go. Thanks for calling. See you later.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
Bye. All right, you guys, I'll be right back.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the professional and privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything.
All right, I'm going to go to area code 551. Hello, 551. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Tasha. I was calling.
Did you say your name's Casa?
Tasha.
Tasha. Oh, sure. What's your question?
Question is about love. I met someone new, and I just want to see where you see this going.
So I had a long conversation with someone yesterday in an event, and it was all about the idea of attracting to you your companion of choice and that the companion of choice had nothing to do with a goal, that the goal of being the boyfriend or the goal of being the husband or the goal of being in a relationship, that's got sort of a ring and a date connected with it, okay? What I'm getting is that this new person is looking for someone that can actually live with them moving forward, all right? Now, you got a couple great cards here connected with this question. You've got you ready, finally ready for a real relationship, okay? You're finally ready, okay? Then you've got the card, the Lover's card. So the Lover's card's an interesting card. I actually think it's a better card when it's reversed than when it's upright. And the reason I say that is that there is such a attraction sexually to this person. And you have to see beyond the sexual attraction for this relationship to be long-term, for this relationship to be your companion of choice. Now, I would tell you how you develop companion of choice is that we put sex on sort of delayed gratification for as long as you can with this person. So if it's already been kind of a, you know, we've already gone there, the next visit you have with him has nothing to do with sex. It could be going to the movies in the middle of the day. It could be going to a street fair. It could be that you go with him or he goes with you to buy a couch. I don't know. All I'm telling you is that the... Say that again?
He lives in another state.
Well, that's fine. But when he comes to visit, you don't make it a booty call the first day he's here.
Okay.
That's what I'm trying to tell you, is that there's a real possibility here, but you have to make it more about getting to know him out there in the real world and how he reacts to going to the grocery store. I'm serious.
Mm-hmm.
Because
okay.
The thing is that I don't want you to turn into a fantasy for him, that he comes in from out of town. It's a one or two night, you know, sexual bliss, and then he goes home.
Mm.
That's what I don't want to have happen.
Yeah, because I was like, because we're meeting next month, and I just wanted to, you know, make sure because I liked his birthday, because I'm really into numbers and things like that, and our numbers pretty match up nights
right.
And stuff like that. And, you know, he has the birthday of like an ex-boyfriend that I have that I cannot, I've been trying to, well, I finally got over him, and it seemed like as soon as I got over this guy, someone with the same exact birthday comes in, and
that's weird.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, the same exact day, year, and
wow, that is weird.
Yeah.
So
here's
what you need to do, is that when you see him this next time, I don't want you to have sex with him.
Mm-hmm.
And you might even have to say, I'm on my period.
Mm-hmm.
I'm serious. And that
okay.
You have a whole list of other things that you guys do together that's fun. And I don't mind if there's a little cuddling and a little smooching, but boy, no poking.
Okay.
No poking. And
okay.
in anything, no poking in anything, because
okay.
The thing is that this may be a guy that you might not be the only person he's playing footsies with,
mm-hmm.
but I want you to be the only person that can resist him.
Okay.
Because this is about what's in it for you, not what's in it for him. Now, when he comes to visit you, that's a gold star in his arena. But he's not staying at your house.
Okay.
He's not staying with you. He's getting a hotel.
Okay. Okay.
So when you have the next,
think it's gonna go that far? Because this is our first meeting is in Florida, because that's where he's from, and I'm going for a birthday party, and to see my friend, and it's her boyfriend's best friend. And
that's fine. Okay, that's fine. but no sleeping with him.
Okay.
Seriously, we already know that's easy. We know that's going to be good. We know that. So the thing is that in a weird way, he wants to see how quickly he can get you in bed. Not necessarily because, he wants to see how quickly he can get you in bed because he wants to see how much of yourself you respect. So if you don't go there, say, wow, it was really nice to meet you. You're a great kisser. I know someday that if this moves forward, that's going to be awesome, but it ain't going to be this weekend.
Okay. How long would you recommend if it goes that far?
12 dates.
12
dates till there's poking. Seriously. And not 12 dates in 12 days. I'm talking about 12 dates over 2 or 3 months.
Yeah, because it's probably going to be that because he lives far away.
That's perfect.
I didn't know if
I want him to fall in love with the person that you are, with the idea that you're delaying that until you guys know you really like each other.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm trying to see if this is, like, worth my time because he lives so far
away. Sure, you're going
there
anyway. Why not? I want you to meet him. Because if nothing else, it's going to show you that somebody else is attracted to you. It'll help you get over the last idiot of a boyfriend that didn't appreciate you. To me, you're going to go and you're going to look gorgeous. And he's going to go, holy crap, you're gorgeous. And you're smart and you're sweet and you're not a skank. Seriously. And I'm sorry, I'm using skank as
Thank
a funny
you so
term.
Much. That makes me so. That's because I was so. Because I've been like working on my weight and things like that. Because, you know, coming out of a relationship, I've been really self conscious. And I'm like, I got to lose 20 pounds. I got to lose 20 pounds. So I've been working really hard. And I'm almost at my goal. And
so you go by yourself, treat yourself, you know, go. Now, I have to tell you, this is one of my favorite places to shop because sometimes I find, there are two places I shop that I find treasures at when I'm in the mood to spend the time. And so you're going to get yourself some sort of a new outfit and you're going to look good. You're going to look good, okay? So it might be two outfits because you might need a couple of new outfits. But there are two places that I have. Okay, there are two places I have really good luck. One is Burlington Coat Factory. Where I can find, when I'm in the mood to go through all the racks, I can usually find a couple treasures, all right? The second place is that there's, on the second floor of our Macy's here in Las Vegas, there's a section called Last Act, or it's all the clearance stuff, and then it's on clearance again.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Now, you got to look, but I got the most beautiful Michael Kors blouse for a song. It would have been $100 and something new, and I got it, well, you know, regular retail, and I think I got it for $30. And it's beautiful. It's my colors. There's nothing wrong with it. And, you know, you always have a top or an outfit that you save that when you know you want to look hot, that's what you wear.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I have that's in my ready-to-wear, going-to-look, got to grab it and be ready in 15 minutes kind of outfit. So, all right, gal pal, got to let you go. Thanks for the call. See you later. Bye. All right. That was, what a sweet young lady. All right, I'm going to go to area code 678. Hello, 678. Who's this?
Hi, this is Sophia, calling from Georgia.
Hi, Sophia.
Hey.
What's your question?
The question I have is, I have planned a trip to just go off the grid for the end of this month.
Yeah.
And
are you gonna actually turn off your cell phone too?
Yeah.
Oh, good girl.
No internet, nothing. I may turn it on. Well, I will turn it on once a day because I do have a child. Even though she's 18, but just to check in with her and then back off.
Right.
But so my question to you is. Is this the right time to do this?
So my only little prickly pear with your idea of doing this is that it's another one of those escape and spend time alone.
I won't be alone though. Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, because it's saying if there's sort of a spiritual retreat you're going to, or it's sort of an inspirational thing, I'm all in for that.
But it is.
Oh, well, then we're good, because here's the thing. You've got this card that says, take advantage of the opportunity to make some new acquaintances in this group. Okay? It's not about you being an island. The biggest advantage of you going is there's a gentleman here. And what I like about this, there's a gentleman here in your reading. So when I say that you're going, I'm glad you're going for more of a spiritual thing, because it is the whole goal of this spiritual thing is to take away any sense of lonesomeness.
Oh, wow.
And that the more you participate, it doesn't mean that you have to show your emotional underwear here, but the more you participate on how it's going to benefit you, there's a fella here. Now, this guy, so there's a card in my deck that's called Consciousness. In traditional tarot, it's the Ace of Swords, right? The Ace of Swords is about cutting through the bullcrap and getting to what's most important in a very efficient way. It also represents a man that can kind of look past the drama and sort of the Kardashian and fast-paced world of information and get to what's really important. By the way, I'm reminded of this, so I'm bringing it up to you. So there's a book out there that I'm reading called The Emergence, and it's written by a gentleman named Howard Cooper, and it's all about light, but it's not about light reading. It's not light reading at all. It's not like reading Jonathan Livingston Seagull, right? But it's a book called The Emergence, and it's Howard Cooper is the author. And it is a book of his own personal epiphanies of what's happened to him spiritually over the last several years. It is absolutely fascinating. What's interesting is I think you're about to meet a guy
today.
Like this.
I'm going to order that today. Go ahead.
Okay. But Howard Cooper, The Emergence, this book, and it's not a thick book. It's just very heavy reading. And the reason, it's funny, it's heavy reading about light. Go figure. The whole message of the book is how we are connected, because we're connected as a race of Earth inhabitants, right? And we don't look at ourselves that way.
True.
We look at ourselves that there's polarity and that there's us against them and blah, blah, blah. And it's not. It's a we.
That's so true. The whole planet
is a we, all right? So there's this guy you're going to meet at this retreat, which is why I think it's a great idea for you to go, that I don't think it's romantic. I think it's inspirational for you.
And that is fine.
But that's somebody you're going to meet that's going to be a dialogue that is a consciousness that you've been craving. So in a lot of ways, this retreat, this thing that you're doing, is been long overdue.
It has. And there's only two of us that are going, and both are female. However, I'll be out throughout the day, meeting and just relaxing and just
okay,
being.
So here's the other thing that I'd like you to think about doing is that wherever you're going, look and see if they have either a non-denominational Christian church or some sort of metaphysical church. That while you're there, you and your gal pal can go to that church for service.
Okay.
Because you're in a whole new environment. You know, there's something about going to even a Starbucks that's in a different place that's kind of fascinating, right?
For me.
So,
you're right. It is.
So, exactly. So what you do is before you get there, do a little research. It might be that you guys decide to be vegan that weekend.
Mona, you are amazing. Already talked about. She already kind of is. And actually, I sent her a write-up this morning, and I told her I am so ready for. And the write-up was about conscious relationships.
Okay, when you read this book, it's going to blow your mind.
I'm going to try to get it in before we leave on the 29th.
Oh, I hope. Yeah. Oh yeah, you'll get it before then. Yeah, I think it's on. I think you can order it through Balboa Press, but it's called the Emergence.
I'm going straight to Amazon. Yeah.
Okay, and it's and you'll even see my review, because I wrote
okay.
a review about it. I don't write reviews about books very often, and that one I wrote the review, and I'm only halfway through the book, because I could only read 5 or 6 pages at a time to absorb what he's saying.
Mm-hmm.
But it is. It rings such a deep chord in me that I know what I'm reading is the truth.
Okay.
So, but the last thing I want to tell you is that so you're going to this little, you know, off the grid, maybe even just self-created retreat. But
it is. It basically
okay.
is, yeah.
But now, so I hope there's a massage and getting your toes done somewhere in there. But besides that, it's I'd like to see you find a metaphysical church and find out if there's a speaker or, you know, when their service is while you're there. Because the two of you showing up together as gal pals and listening to the message, and if you look at the idea and you think of the idea that the message is specifically meant for you, what happens is the message will be specifically meant for you.
Got it.
Okay. It's like I decided today that I was going to spend more time with people that got on the air with me today. Usually I spend 2 or 3 minutes per call, and I, you know, I chug through it like a, you know, like a runaway train. And today I'm like, I'm not in the mood for that. Today I'm going to sit down, and if something else occurs to me that's not what the person's asking, I'm going to throw it out there. Because
right, I'm always open for that.
Right. So what it's saying is that this whole weekend is designed for you to be way more aware when you get back home. So
wow.
part of the reason I wrote 9-day energy reset, you might want to order that too. It's only, if you order the download, it's like $5. If you order the printed copy, it's like $6.
Yeah.
Did you get it?
No, I said I'd rather have a physical copy.
Okay, perfect. 9-day energy reset. It's a 9-day ritual. And if you did this ritual before you left, it would tune you into what you're going to experience. So the ritual for 9-day energy reset, you started on the 1st, the 10th, or the 19th of the month, because numerology-wise it adds up to a 1, all right?
Okay.
And if you started it on the 19th, then you'd be done with it by the 27th, and then you would go on your weekend at the end of the month. And it would make you way more aware of some of the little magical things that are going to happen that weekend.
Yeah, because this is a very magical place. It is an island off of the coast of South Carolina. So we're in great hands. We're at an Airbnb.
Oh, how
and
wonderful.
The lady whose home we're staying in, she is she's special as well. She's an elder. She's an older lady. So I'm so glad I called you today.
Well, and the thing is that she might even know of a metaphysical church that you can go to just for a service. But the thing
I was
is,
definitely going to ask her first.
Yeah, but I'll tell you, this is going. I hope you call me after your weekend and share with everybody your experience.
I'll make note to do that. I will for you, Mona. I will.
All right, gal pal. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. All right, you guys, I'll be back live next week. Thank you so much for tuning in. And have a blessed week.
Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the professional and privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything. What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-day energy reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
The Dice Wisdom App is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View. Mona records this broadcast live each Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. The call-in number for the live recording of Psychic View is 347-850-1494. Follow Psychic View or The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mystic Mona on Facebook for special broadcasts and announcements. Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, is available for iPhone and Android. Only $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Go to dicewisdom.com. Questions answered by Mona on this program are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona's website is mona.vegas, or you can contact her by dialing 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.